Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till
night. And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm getting hungry. Eric is eating behind the window. What are we eating, Eric?
I don't know what we're eating.
What are you eating?
A chicken sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good, right, Joseph and Greg?
I'm not eating anything.
Oh, no.
But it is still a good day for curing your ills.
That's a nice song. Where did that come from? Give us a background.
Well, of course, that's Peggy Lee singing us into this segment.
Wow, long ago.
Of course, yeah. It's a Good Day is the name of the song. The movie is called World's Greatest Dad.
Oh.
Robin Williams. Yeah, did you ever see that movie?
The Kid from Spy Kids.
From Spy Kids, of course. Yeah, that was such a dark and disturbing but hilarious movie.
Yes, it was one of those that was tough to watch, but it keeps you intrigued.
Yeah, it's very autoerotic.
What happens next? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one where his son dies.
Yeah, it's a very autoerotic movie, isn't it?
What does that mean? Autoerotic?
I don't want to know. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, watch this movie.
Did you say autoerotic, like self-manipulation?
Self-manipulation?
Autoerotic, right,
no,
Eric?
Don't spoil it. Eric actually said it, but just... Yeah, just
or automatic.
See the movie. Automatic. All right. Auto romantic.
The vacuum cleaner.
It is a great movie. Very dark, disturbing, fun.
Oh.
Yeah. And
what is?
The World's Greatest Dad.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. And of course, I just talked about a movie a few minutes ago.
Blended.
Yeah. And I said that one of my friends, Shannon, gave it a thumbs up. She gave it 4 stars, and she's on the line right now. Maybe give us a few more thoughts what she thought of the movie, because Dave is on the fence.
I'm not sure
if he wants to see it. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing good. Don't be on the fence. Go see it.
So it's good. What did you like most about it?
There were some pretty good scenes. I don't know how to say it without giving anything away, but we'll just have to say there was a repeated scene, type of scene that had to do with music choices to introduce two ladies that I thought was rather clever. I hadn't seen that in another movie before, and so it tickled me. I really thought it was funny.
Yeah, and would you say, have you seen the other outings with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, 50 First Dates and Wedding Singer?
I did, and I liked both of them, so I don't remember, it's been a little while, but I think I probably liked them both 4 out of 5 stars, I think. I don't remember. I don't think that I would have remembered them better had I scored them 5 out of 5.
Had I not been so drunk.
But no, I liked both of those as well. So
You mentioned stars, 4 out of 5 stars, etc. Since Joseph is a star, we may rename our rating system and say like 4 out of 5 Joseph, 1 out of 5. Right? Good idea.
Yeah,
that works.
Idea.
I like it.
I think we should do that.
You know,
Joseph J.
4 out of 5 pectorals.
Oh,
yay,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Show is this. Well, and before
there was some pectoral action that was pretty interesting.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Wait.
Terry
before
Cruz.
You go, were you there when Joseph got bit?
No, in fact, that was news, and I told him I was upset because a couple weeks ago I had the urge to bite his pectorals, and I told him, and it was very bad, and I restrained myself, and I could have been the first.
It came out of the blue. I batted her away the first time, and then I wasn't paying attention. You got to be aware with these women.
You two are excused to the hotel room.
I got a great idea, Shannon. How about come in studio one day and live here you can bite his pectorals?
Oh, God. Pectorals.
What do you say?
That might be something.
Oh, then gosh, okay.
No, I could do a play-by-play description with Greg as a color commentator.
That would be a one-up, so I could still be first at something.
Did you say a one-up?
What's a one-up?
That means she would one-up the other girl, who I don't want to say her name because I don't need permission.
Oh, well, then we could get her in for the taste test.
The Pepsi challenge.
Wow.
We already had the lactation show.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I...
I don't mean for you.
All right. Well, before we get too out of hand, before we let you go, Shannon, just really quick, a rating. We didn't talk about this movie, but The Fault in Our Stars, I didn't get a chance to see it, but you said that you saw that as well, right?
Yeah.
I did see that, and I really, that for me is a 5 out of 5.
Mm,
I really thought that was, it had I'm usually the person that people hate because I guess things before they happen. I was caught off guard. Something happened that I was not expecting. So that I liked. I didn't like what happened, but it was definitely a tearjerker, but it makes you think and definitely feel, and I really thought they put it together very well.
Wow, yeah, I've heard of that movie, and it just came out, I believe. Now, one last question before we let you go. Is Breakthrough Entertainment, how many stars?
Oh, well, since I listen to it every single weekend, of course that's 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. It's a breakthrough, namely Breakthrough Entertainment. So we do want to get you in studio biting Bill Slip's chair. Yeah, we do.
Well, I will see you in about an hour or so at the release pool party.
I'll try to restrain myself.
All right. Thank you. And thank you very much for calling in and giving us your 2 cents.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. A good review. I want to see it. Blended.
Yeah.
How long is it? About an hour and a half?
It's almost 2 hours. You know, Adam Sandler doesn't know how to keep those things short.
Yeah.
Joseph, I'm under the impression you're going to get some action later.
No, I'm not going to.
Yes, you are.
Work, Joseph.
Yeah, we hired someone.
All right. You hired someone very
good. Two people, in case you escaped from the other one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about another movie that that just came out yesterday. It's playing exclusively at AMC Deer Valley. I love that theater, don't you?
Yes.
AMC
Deer
Valley.
I haven't been there in a long time, but it's a good theater.
It used to be AMC Deer Valley 30. Now
it's an IMAX, right?
Well, now they've got an IMAX, and it's AMC Deer Valley 16.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
They blocked off half of the theater.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know
why.
They're not getting enough business, unfortunately, because it is a great theater.
It is, but you know, there's a better AMC theater. Guess which one?
Desert Ridge.
No. Guess again.
Esplanade?
Yes.
Yes. Ah, love that theater.
Well, also, you know, another one of the dine-in, I think Arrowhead is one of the dine-in theaters as well.
They don't dine-in yet, but they have the comfy seats.
That's all that matters to me. I don't order the food. Too expensive. I just want the seats.
The seats are very, very comfortable. The cinema seats especially.
Yes, cinema suites.
They have the fork and screen. Those are better than regular seats, but cinema seats, really nice. I've been to IPIC.
Yeah?
I like AMC better. I'm sorry to say. I don't know why.
You just said fork and screen, and I remembered something that I forgot to mention earlier at the Deuce.
Again with the Deuce?
No, I just want to mention this.
Did you say fork and screen?
My friends, fork and screen, you said.
Oh, and Deuce.
But remember I told you my friends, Jim and Emily, who were listening today, I think they might not be listening now because they went to Prescott, but they pointed out something that I was just thrilled about at the Deuce.
What
was hanging from the ceiling. It was called a spoondoleer. It was a chandelier made completely out of spoons.
That's your type of chandelier?
Oh, you have to have that.
Yeah.
You know what? Can you afford it for me? Can you buy
it? How much is it?
$1,800.
That's it?
Yeah, I think more.
Come on.
I can make one.
I thought it was like $35,000.
Yeah. I'm going to make a crown. I'm going to make a spoon
crown.
That doesn't work.
Crown the Kings.
Crown the Kings. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about...
That's a band, Crown Kings.
Crown
is
Kings.
It? Crown Royal?
No, Crown King is up north, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but it's also a band.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. King How about King. All Cheerleaders Die?
Well, you know, it depends what they look like. Oh, is this a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. Caitlin Stacey plays a rebel girl who joins her high school cheerleading squad in an effort to take down the captain of the football team. However, a supernatural turn of events thrusts the girls into a different battle. What'd you think of the trailer?
I can tell you hated this because of the way you're saying that.
Yeah, movie phone.
No, I was just
I got the trailer on my iPad, and it says, not available on iPads or iPhones.
Really?
Okay. So I couldn't see it.
That's interesting. Okay.
But if is it a horror movie? I wouldn't like it anymore.
Well, it is a comedic horror movie.
Oh, one
so
of
it's
those.
Really not a horror. It's more of a comedy with horror themes.
All right, so that's not bad.
Yes. And the first hour of All Cheerleaders Die is fairly fun. Unfortunately, that pyramid they build. Where are you, Eric? The pyramid?
I'm
cheerleading
here.
Pyramid?
Do they all die
in
the pyramid?
They climb on top of each other.
The pyramid. Okay, I don't know.
Is it a pyramid?
The pyramid pretty much.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. The pyramid completely falls apart in the final act.
Oh, another pun.
Yeah, it's a pun. See, that's what
the final act.
I should have said the whole thing before I asked.
I was going to say maybe what happened is the pyramid fell and then they fell on each other and go, oh, this feels good. And then they all just had a little thing.
Wow.
and then they died.
That's quite a pictorial scene.
Pictorial.
You have a nice imagination there.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, they do die in this accident, but it has to do with the football players, and so they want to get revenge on those football players for killing them. I mean, these are really bad guys. These are football players who, in high school,
who hit
women.
Yeah. What?
They are punching. They beat up these girls.
Where do you find that in society?
Where do you find that? All over the place, unfortunately.
You don't see that in the NFL at all.
Oh, yeah, you do. I forgot.
Well, imagine if these women would come back to life, and the football players are like, wait a minute, we just killed you.
So they're like zombies or something?
They're zombies, but they've got these special powers, and so they're out for revenge, essentially.
Ooh.
And the end throws all caution to the wind, not only oversteps the fine line that separates satire and stupidity, but outright ignores such a line even exists. I like the writer director Lucky McKee. The previous films May and the Woman. I think you've seen May, Eric? No.
May.
Who was in it? What was it about?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
May was.
I may have.
Yeah, you may. Ha.
Eric, that was really good.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, you get a raise.
Well.
Awesome.
Well, this movie it's not as serious as those. Those had a more serious tone. All Cheerleaders Die is definitely a comedy. It disregards the importance of tonal consistency. But until that last act, the new comedic horror flick is an entertainingly dark tale on the high school experience, dark take on the high school experience. I am, unfortunately, giving it a thumbs down.
How could you give a film called All Cheerleaders Die a thumbs down?
As you know, especially when we have our next guest calling in from the movie, Caitlin Stacy. So Eric's going to get her on the line. I don't think she's been listening. No, Eric. He really believed me.
I'm like trying to find it.
I know. Try to find it elsewhere. It's in the on the other paper there. But Caitlin Stacy, unfortunately, I'm hoping she didn't hear my review. We're gonna play it like that she didn't hear my reviews. But you guys just keep quiet. Don't lead on. Okay. So Dave.
All right, Joseph. Go.
I have her on the line.
Okay.
You got her on the line.
Joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment is actress Caitlin Stacy, who plays Maddie in All Cheerleaders Die. First of all, Caitlin, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. In it, Caitlin plays a rebel girl who joins her high school cheerleading squad in an effort to take down the captain of the football team. However, a supernatural turn of events thrusts the girls into a different battle. So let's start with an obvious question that you've probably been asked in almost every interview, Caitlin. Do you have any cheerleading experience?
God, no. I can't dance to save myself. It was sort of a point of laughter for everyone on set just because I have no experience to speak of in using my body in any other way than just walking and for basic necessities.
All right. Okay. That's fair enough. And what appealed to you about the project?
Look, to be fair, first and foremost, I really wanted a job. I think that everybody forgets that. Like, just asking what attracts people to work is generally just the desire to work and not necessarily in a position where I can pick and choose as willfully as others. But I also just enjoyed the script. I thought that it was a really fun, female-led sort of comedy horror, which was interesting to me.
Yeah. In fact, it's a very girl power fueled film. I suppose that most of writer director Lucky McKee's movies are, though, including The Woman and May, both great movies. Wouldn't you agree that it's a very girl power fueled film?
Yeah, but I think the term girl power in itself is sort of redundant because it's like, you know, it goes to prove that, like, there is a difference between the sexes and there is, like, a finite sort of amount of power that, like, one perceives as being female and as male. So I think that, like, sure, it's incredibly empowering for women, but the term girl power, I think, is dated and sort of a little bit, like, offensive almost.
That's a very good point. Very good point. And so what was this production like? What was the atmosphere on set?
It was really fun. The girls are great. They're really talented, hardworking, sincere, compassionate women. And we had a really great time together. The dudes are really great as well. They're funny and sweet. And everybody's very respectful of each other and respectful of each other's space. And they're just all really hardworking. When it's an independent feature, you sort of have to go above and beyond. your station to make things comfortable for yourself, for others. And Brooke went, you know, obviously above and beyond again and again and again. And I think everyone owes her a great deal of gratitude.
Okay, great. So if viewers were to come away from watching All Cheerleaders Die with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you hope that might be?
I don't really know if there's necessarily a lesson to be learned. I think it's just a case of, like, come and watch this ridiculous film about these ridiculous adventures and be good to each other. Don't hurt each other. I guess that's about it. There's real no morality to it.
Fair enough. And the flip side to that last question is what you took away from the experience making the movie. Did Maddie teach you anything particular about yourself?
Yeah, just that, like, you know, be unapologetically yourself, whatever that means.
Okay, great. Yeah, and once again, we're speaking with actress Caitlin Stacey, who plays Maddie in All Cheerleaders Die. She's also one of the stars of the CW's Reign. It's one of the very few new television programs fortunate enough to get renewed for a second season. When does the show go back into production, and do you have any idea what we can look forward to seeing on it next season?
I mean, they have only just, I think, penned the first script of the second season, and nobody has seen it yet, so I cannot tell you a single thing that's coming. But I leave end of June to go back to pre-production, and we start beginning of July. I know the plague is coming, but that's around about all I can tell you.
Okay, a plague. Very good. And you know, finally, my favorite project of yours to date was Tomorrow When the War Began. It was a terrific movie, kind of similar to Red Dawn, only a million times better. Caitlin, have you heard any rumblings at all of a sequel to that?
I mean, we made that film like 5 years ago, I think, or maybe even, yeah, I think about 5 years ago. I don't think there's going to, in fact, I will definitively say there's not going to be a sequel. I feel like I get asked that question every year because people are so hopeful, but yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, all right. Well, at least we have the one to enjoy. So once again, we want to thank you, actress Caitlin Stacey, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We look forward to having you on the show again very soon, and we really wish you the best of luck with this weekend's release of All Cheerleaders Die.
All right, great. You too. Thanks so much.
Yes. Yeah, she yawned, didn't she?
Did,
yes.
Good, Joseph. It's another rude. Great
was I
live
boring
interview.
Her?
You must have been.
Oh.
She's okay. Like yawning in the middle of the interview.
I know, I caught that.
And that was nice.
Yeah, she was very nice to talk to, and she did a really good job in the movie. I did get I was asked who I wanted to talk to, and I definitely chose her because she is a great actress. And the movie, I did give a thumbs down, All Cheerleaders Die. I gave it a thumbs down, but it's not a huge, strong thumbs down because, again, the first, you know, half hour even is actually kind of fun. It's just the rest of the movie kind of makes it fall apart.
And she was okay with it.
Yeah, she was okay with me not liking it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the phone again on my personal cell phone.
Right. So, but if you are a fan of that kind of genre, the dark comedy type, horror comedy,
they might like it.
You might like it, and I believe it's also might be on video on demand. You were born what now? Yeah, that's fine.
I wasn't.
Wait,
born.
Was that the right one?
From Parenthood.
Wow, you got that right on.
Oh, yes, I can name that
wow.
tune in yeah. three notes.
Randy Newman, I Love to See You Smile. Just my
style. And I Love
the movie,
L.A.
The movie is called Parenthood. Of course, who starred in Parenthood?
Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, a lot of people in
and
there.
Now there's a TV show called Parenthood. I don't watch that.
I haven't seen it yet, but the movie was classic.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I love that song.
Yeah, it reminds me of Toy Story.
It does.
Yeah, he did the music.
And of course, like I said, he did I Love L.A., the mayor of New York.
You got a friend.
Will be singing I Love L.A.
And don't you remember Short People?
Yeah.
Ain't Got No
Reason to Live.
Oh.
That's right.
That is prejudice.
I didn't write the song.
Yeah.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
All right, your teeth are coming out of your chest. All right, so anyway, we will be right back. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Be back in two.
Like a sink without a faucet. Like a watch without a dime. What would I do
didn't have you. Love to see you smile.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX, Father of the Bride, which is, what, we were supposed
another
to...
Another Steve Martin movie, yeah.
We were supposed to ask a question on what song that was?
No, that's what we were talking about. It's Father of the from Father of the Bride.
The first
song
one.
Is The Way You Look Tonight, Steve Tyrell.
That's a great movie, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really... I thought the first one was the best. Second one was okay, but that first one was very touching and funny at the same time.
And we're playing a song from the second one, you know, at the end of this segment. But, I thought both. I actually liked the second one
Oh,
better.
You did?
I actually liked the second one better.
Yeah.
Steve Martin
They're
is great.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite movie of all time is Mixed Nuts. Steve Martin stars in that.
Now, let's see. We talked about this at one of our broadcasts earlier this week. What was the last Steve Martin movie?
The last Steve Martin movie?
Now, I was wrong. I thought it was It's Complicated.
It wasn't Shop Girl?
It might have been.
No, it's the one with him and Jack Black and Owen Wilson where they're bird watching.
Oh,
or
God.
Something.
Oh, my God, that was horrible.
Yeah, that was
you saw
really
that.
Bad.
But how about It's Complicated?
Oh, was
I like
it called
that
Oh, My God, It Was Horrible?
No.
I don't remember what
Should've
it was
been.
Called.
I but
don't
did
feel
you
like
even looking
OMG.
It up. Not enough teeth in it. But did you like
it? It was biting, though.
It was biting.
Yeah, biting satire. No, not really.
Oh, you didn't like
no,
that?
What? No, the
it's
bird movie? Oh, It's Complicated.
I enjoyed
it was okay.
Alex Baldwin.
Alec.
Why change his name to protect the innocent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, Meryl Streep. What? No.
Always good.
Yeah.
Always.
No, I actually can't watch movies with her.
Really?
You can't.
No.
Not with her or with her in them?
No, well, actually both.
A dingo.
It's illegal for
baby.
A lot of people to watch movies with
a
her.
A dingo?
No, she's a great actress.
She is. I know that.
Well, I think she's a great actress. I don't know. I don't watch movies with her.
Well, you never saw The Iron Lady?
Who?
The Iron Lady.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and this segment brought to you by the North Mountain Brewing Company, who, of course, we remember we talked about for Mother's Day, they had great stuff going on there. For
don't tell me they're doing
Day,
something for Father's
prime
Day.
Prime rib dinner starting at 11 a.m. till closing. Again, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. Go to northmountainbrewing.com for more information.
Do you have to be a father in order to eat that brunch?
No.
Okay.
I would recommend it. Oh, they got good food.
Well, maybe they will play a rebroadcast of today's show because we are celebrating Father's Day on Breakthrough Entertainment today. But
you're the only one that's not a father, as far as I know.
That's true. That's true.
Joseph has like 10 babies out there.
There's still time.
He's really a little player.
You're only 27.
I'm still potent.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're important.
Thank you. Thank you. You know who also is important?
Yes, I do.
That's the segue.
I am.
Producers are always important, and we have one on the line right now. His name is Patrick Che. Is that how we pronounce your last name, Che?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Excellent. And, you know, you're a producer of several films, but you've got another project right now that you're hoping to work on. It's called Glow. It's an animated adventure. You're trying to get funding on Kickstarter, and we're gonna see if we can get you some extra dollars here from our listeners. Now, first of all, is it $125,000? Is that the goal?
That's the goal for the Kickstarter campaign, and obviously that's not the budget of the movie.
right, because the animated movies are very expensive to make.
Yes, so I'm finding out.
because we would just talked about How to Train Your Dragon 2, a great movie, great visuals, and because this Glow is not a simple undertaking. I mean, you've got a lot of, because you've got like some of the concept art and some rough scenes from the movie. This is a very elaborate film. Could you tell us a little bit about Glow and how it fell into your lap?
Sure. Like you said, I've been producing for quite a while. I've produced a dozen feature films, all live action. But 4 years ago, a couple of my friends and I started to play around with an idea about a superhero, you know, whose power would not come from an insect or being an alien or some mutation, but what if the power came from within? And I know it could sound cheesy, but, you know, power of love that really comes from within yourself. So we thought that was a great idea, a great concept. And we, for the last 4 years, we've been working on how to get the concept onto the pages and onto the screen. So we've been working on the script as well as the visuals to express the concept.
You know, Patrick, I looked at information on this particular animated feature you're trying to raise money for. And what I really liked, some of the information I saw, is this quote from Jimi Hendrix: when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Is that pretty much the concept?
That's exactly the concept. I love that quote.
It's a great quote.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If we could all do that, we'd be living in a whole different world.
Would that transform Washington, D.C. with that concept? Incredible, right?
Hey, love has to come from within and go out from there. So Aeon, you know, is living in a world similar to ours and has similar desires, but quickly discovers, not quickly, he's a teenager, so 16, he discovers that his heart can literally glow. And the queen of that time takes a special interest in him and tells him he's part of a big legend and must go on a journey to find this huge energy source that can save the whole world and basically make her even wealthier. That's unknown. But, you know, Aeon goes on the journey to this mystical land and eventually discovers or uncovers, I should say, the power and the magic behind his glowing heart.
See, that would be a great lesson, meaning for young kids as well as adults, and that would be more than just an animated feature. It would be a sort of a life lesson and a transformative type of work of art that transcends film.
Wow. Thank you. You want to come on the film?
I would love to.
Dave's got to be the publicist.
Yeah. Yes, talk to my agent. No, I'm kidding. I am my own agent. But no, I'd love to talk more about this. It's really cool what you're doing. Let me ask you this, because I saw on Kickstarter, you know, you were talking about the theme a bit and, you know, wanting to raise money for this really special animated feature that you're trying to do. What are some of the objections you're getting from investors, from studios, executives? What are they saying about why that it, you know, it's not for them?
Well, it's a common theme throughout, for me anyway. They like it. They love the concept, except it's a humongous risk because these animation movies is an event movie for all of studios, meaning they cost, you know, tens and over, well over 100 sometimes, million dollars. And to take a risk on an unknown concept is something that they are not willing to do, unfortunately not willing to take. So they like it, but they rather bank on their franchises and known IPs.
You know,
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that, you know, that shouldn't discourage you at all. I know you're not discouraged. But many great, you know, their songs and other things got many rejections, and then they made it big. I mean, one is, I think the song Up, Up, and Away, I want to say, there's some songs that have come down that, you know, they just persistence. And how important is that to you, just persevere and have that persistence? Because there's no question in my mind this is a great concept.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for your kind words. And exactly, you know, everybody makes mistakes, fails in life, but as long as we turn those mistakes and those failures into lessons, you know, why not fail and make mistakes doing something that you love? Following your passion,
and
rather
you know,
than not.
and I wouldn't even view it as mistakes. I would view it just as feedback. I have a concept called there's no failure, only feedback. And
exactly.
Thomas Edison, for example, when asked about, you know, how does it feel to fail 99 times on the light bulb, he said, no, I don't feel that at all that I failed. That means I'm closer to my goal because now I know 99 ways it doesn't work. I must be closer.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, no, I do not view these as mistakes. They're just stepping stones to get me closer to the goal. And as you said, you know, I am talking to other investors that came about, you know, via this campaign. So we'll see what comes, you know, out of those conversations. But it's been a terrific experience, and the support, the words, the loving and kind words that I've been getting from fans, you know, it's been just tremendous. And one person even wrote, he was so inspired that he even wrote a song and put it on Facebook. So
wow.
You should check it out. It's fantastic. And it's been a great experience. It's been a great experience. We have about 12 days to go. I know we need to get like a jump in getting pledges, but nevertheless, the experience has been just phenomenal. And I do not, and this I would recommend it. And I do not, you know, wish that I had done otherwise. It's been great so far.
Yeah, and because I didn't want to say, you know, anything bad about it, because the fact that you do have a ways to go. Last I checked a couple days ago that you know, not even halfway or whatever. What is it, about 14?
About 14,000.
14,000, yeah. And so you've got a ways to go for it. But, and I know with Kickstarter, you the project doesn't get funded, or those funds.
Unless all the funds are there.
Right. So is the project in jeopardy if you don't make the goal, or are you going to continue to move forward with it?
Yeah, I definitely need to, and am going to move forward with this. This would have been just from a monetary point of view, it would have been very nice to get that fund so that I can use it towards improving the script and the visuals. But even if this is not successful on the face of it, like I said, I am talking to a few other people, and they seem very interested in coming on board. Aside from a Kickstarter campaign, so we'll see what comes out of that. But I'm definitely moving forward and hope to get it made soon.
Very good, very good. And yeah. I don't want to discount the fact that Kickstarter, that people can still pledge on Kickstarter, because Mars, I can't think of her first name, the Kristen Bell movie.
Yeah, Veronica.
Veronica Mars. Yeah, I knew it was a V. Veronica Mars. I mean, of course, that's a well-known property, but that was funded
on Kickstarter. Yeah.
Yeah, on Kickstarter in no time at all. So we have 12 days. So that's still 12 days to meet your goal. So, what's the easiest way for people to find out more about GLOW and to pledge? And hope to try to contribute to this movie.
One way is to visit Kickstarter directly, kickstarter.com, and just type in GLOW, G-L-O-W, and my project will come up. I think that's the easiest way. Or if you can't, or another way is to visit my website, glowyourheart.com, and then it'll lead you to the Kickstarter campaign.
Excellent, excellent. And I have read up on it, and I've watched your the little video that you have up there. And it does look very ambitious. It looks like definitely a movie that I would really want to check out. And I'm looking forward to reviewing it, because I know that you're going to make this movie. I know we're going to have you on again. We're going to, hopefully you can help us get some of the voice talent on as well, because we were here trying to help you out right now, right?
Cool. I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, Patrick Che, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. We wish you the best of luck with GLOW from this stage forward, and again, just keep us in the loop, please. Keep us in the loop, and we'd love to have you on again to follow your progress.
All right, definitely. Thank you so much, guys.
And happy Father's Day.
All right, happy Father's Day. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, great concept, no question, and. Yeah, it's. I agree with you. I think, persistence, perseverance, it will happen. It's just the right mix. I mean, there's so many examples of people being rejected hundreds of times. I mean, KFC, whether you're a fan or not, but the Colonel struggled. No, and then, boom, look at him. But there are songs and movies, and you just take actors, actresses struggling a long time, and boom, all of a sudden their heart wins over.
Yeah,
and they create their path.
And I think I'm on number 97 by asking women out. So I think I've only got three more
so
to go,
close.
And one's gonna say yes.
Well, I would agree partially on that.
Joke.
That you are on 97, but I don't think it's the third one from now. I think there will be an infinite amount of time. And you will make the remake.
Okay, remake.
Actually, the 40-year-old Steve Carell.
Carell.
Actually, Carell. Who's
wow.
Carell?
I don't know.
Joseph, Eric, and myself.
Just kidding.
Eric Reinhardt.
No.
We put, Reinhardt. Put a true syrup in your coffee. So
oh, very good.
We're telling
very
the
good.
Truth there. It's okay.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, true
no,
serum.
It was a joke. I'm trying to say that anything in life, if you just got to continue to perceive, regardless of what it is.
Clearly right.
Yeah.
No
and,
doubt.
You know, just like you could fall off a bike 99 times. Guess what's going to happen
that 100th
happens, time?
What?
You probably aren't good at riding a bike.
Right.
You should probably give up on that.
Just walk.
It's like kissing a girl 99 times.
Kissing a girl. How many times have you kissed Trisha?
About
probably more than
a million and a one ways to kiss
in the West. All right,
and the East and the North.
We don't want to know all this stuff.
Every time I see them, that's all they do. Anyway,
it's true.
It can be at a restaurant, and it's like, what's going on over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yum, yum, yum.
You should get her to bite your pectoral.
What the?
That's
what?
Hot. I don't know.
By the way, my friend
Dave has boobs.
Brian Fargo. I can see that. I'm kidding.
Your friend.
My friend Brian Fargo, he holds the record on Kickstarter for the most funds raised.
Oh, really? Wow.
For a project.
Can we, maybe we could help Patrick. Does he have some advice?
I don't know. I don't know if you ever heard of Interplay games, video games.
No.
He started that company and ran it and then sold it. And then now he's starting a new one called In Exile, I think. And he's raising funds on Kickstarter to make his games.
Interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah. Wow. Exciting. Well, I think it's cool.
Well, there's go on Kickstarter and look around. Even if it's not just entertainment, there's a lot of different projects on Kickstarter that you'll want to check out. And
Where is Pat? Is he L.A.? A Hollywood area?
I believe so, but we also didn't ask him, but he's got a lot of different rewards if you pledge a certain amount. I know you can have an associate producer credit and stuff
you
like that.
You have to offer some kind of reward for your campaign.
You don't get something for everything. I mean, it's like if it's a dollar, I don't really know if you get it, but you can pledge a dollar. I don't know if that's going to really help him all that much, but...
Well, if 125,000 people pledged a dollar, he'd be there.
That is true. That's
good. I like it.
Hey, good
Very
point.
Cool
good
stuff.
Point. Well, again, so we want to thank Patrick for joining us. And we've got one more segment coming up after this break. Mm. But as we said, we just talked about Father of the Bride. Now, this is from Father of the Bride 2. This is the same singer, Steve Tyrell. Give me
Steve
the
Carroll.
Simple life. No, Steve Tyrell.
Steve Carroll.
Steve Carroll.
Steve Carell.
Give me the simple life.
Very nice songs, no doubt. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, live, 1480 AM, KPHX, and Phoenix. Okay, Joseph, you're back.
Right.
Wow, you were having
Ray Charles. That was in the studio.
I was trying to time it so it was in between the sneezing.
Yeah, so it's difficult to do Ray Charles.
I remember this song from the Dream Team with Michael Keaton, Stephen Furst, Christopher Lloyd, but that doesn't involve dads.
Right.
So I can't.
You
think
never
of
saw
what.
Patrick Swayze in Fatherhood.
I did.
There you
I was
go.
Little. I don't remember.
This
the
was
song
like the theme song
it.
For
yeah.
the movie. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Because
and
he
they're
was
on the road most of the movie.
Yeah.
And
hit the road, Jack.
Okay.
Good Very song, cool. no doubt. No yeah. doubt about it.
And of course, that's Ray Charles, Hit the Road, Jack. Fatherhood. We're celebrating Father's Day here yeah. on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yes.
We're thanking all of the fathers out there yes. listening. Thank you so much for
Thank
all
you.
That you do.
How
do
you do?
I want to give a big shout out to my dad, Joe.
Joe.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you very much
wow.
for all that you've done. And I also want to give a big shout out to my uncle, Don. He's listening as well in Illinois.
Is he the Don?
Yes, he's the Don. He's Donald Duck. He knows how to do Donald Duck.
Can you do that?
No, I can't do that.
You did it once.
What was that?
That was my Donald Duck.
Oh,
I was just like fart
that
sound.
I bet Seb can do it. Seb now joins us in studio.
Nope.
No?
You're not in studio?
I am in studio, but I'm not going to
do
Donald a
Donald Duck.
Duck. Oh.
But yeah, happy Father's Day to my uncle, Don, as well. And yeah. So anyone else have any shout-outs?
Does Seb have kids?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
But he has dogs.
I have two dogs.
Do you
yes.
want kids?
Not yet.
When?
I don't know.
This is an interview with Sebastian
yeah,
Dorn.
Apparently.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, I like blue.
And Greg, Greg, do you want to say anything special here?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
Just great.
Happy okay. Father's Day.
Oh, thank you.
He's
going to
surprise you, Dave.
He's going to surprise me
and,
with a cake.
And my mom's husband, Joe Trent, happy Father's Day to you, too. And
what? You mean your dad and your mom aren't married?
This is just blowing my mind.
It's unbelievable because everyone stays, you know, married.
Forever.
And
talking about abortion yeah. and now this?
This is horrible.
What a terrible show this is.
It's all about
our America's
and,
morals.
And divorce.
Yes.
Oh, well,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, shout out to all the dads out there. And, of course, once again, tomorrow, if you got nothing to do or even if you do cancel those plans, go to North Mountain Brewing Company because from 11 a.m. till closing, they got prime rib dinner and a celebration of Father's Day, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. Go to northmountainbrewing.com. So
Take
you
your
check
daddy
that
there.
Out.
Great place.
I'm not.
Prime rib.
What did you used to call?
I will.
What do you call him now? And did you used to call him anything else? Do you call him?
Faja.
Papa?
Yeah, we do call Faja. Him Faja. How did you know this?
I don't know.
How did you know
That's
that?
That's true.
Yeah, I,
really?
The reason is when Gold Member came
yeah.
out. Plus because he thinks his member is gold for some reason. No.
Greg, I am your father.
That's how I found out. It was very odd. We were fighting with
actually,
these little lifesaver things.
I'm worth
when
a
Gold Member came out, one of my older sisters started calling him that, and ever since then,
Faja.
My three sisters call him Faja. I didn't really; I just call him, you know. But
that's true.
I think I just stuck with that. I've been pretty boring over the years.
But and the grandkids, yeah. Most of them call me Grandfaja.
Yeah, they say Grandfaja.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grandfaja.
Yeah. Mason says Papa Dave
yeah,
or
not,
Grandpa.
Not Papa.
Or
Papa John
Papa.
If I have pizza.
I think at some point he probably will say Grandpapa.
But Greg.
Yeah, Grandpapa. Wait,
so. When you guys aren't in studio, do you call him Dad?
Do I call him Dad?
Or do you call him Dave?
No, I call him Idiot. I say, get over here. No,
Happy Father's Day, Dave.
I call him
thank
Dad.
Thank you, thank you.
I always call him Dad. You know, if it's work-related things or something like that, a business client thing, I'll sometimes say Dave, you know. But, yeah, you know, usually Dad.
Not, yes.
Not Daddy-O.
No, I don't go that way, no.
Well, let's try this one again.
Yes.
Dave.
Dave.
Do you trust me?
I do indeed. You are the most trustworthy dude I've ever met. You are a remarkable person.
Okay.
You're going to be a great father someday. Frozen loves you.
Yes, Frozen does
Remember
love me.
That.
And your next loves you too, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes.
Who?
The cat that looks like the dragon.
Oh.
The killer cat.
Killer cat.
Cat that
what happened to her brother?
Her brother. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll tell you that off the air.
But, he did.
But
not me.
Before,
I still have dreams
of that.
I
never heard of that. How could one little kitty cat kill another little kitty cat?
Wow. It was crazy. Sam, ever hear that story?
You didn't see your eyes.
No. We'll tell you off there.
Well, before we get too far away from my attempted segue, let's talk about Trust Me.
Yes.
The movie, finally. We tried to bring it up earlier, but I didn't. I wanted to hold it because Greg wasn't here at that time. I know that Greg saw it. You saw it, Dave. I saw it. How do I know that we all saw it?
At Phoenix Film Festival.
Yeah, we were all sitting there.
Together eating fiery popcorn.
It's been so long.
I
don't even remember.
With you. You don't remember?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, let me remind you what the movie was about.
Yeah. No, I remember the movie.
Clark Gregg. Well, let me remind our listeners what the movie was
about. No, they're not supposed to know, these people.
Clark Gregg. Of course, we know him from The Avengers.
Yeah, oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Big fan of his.
He plays a struggling agent for child actors and former child star himself, who spends years losing his most talented clients to his slick arch nemesis, Sam Rockwell.
Everyone loses people to Sam Rockwell.
I know. I know. And Sam Rockwell's great in everything that he does.
One of the best actors.
Yeah. Excellent.
And, let me hear, were you looking forward to the film? I know, Greg, you probably were because you are a fan of Clark Gregg.
Yeah. No, I was. And I didn't know at the time before we saw it that he, you know, was a writer and director as well, not until we got in the theater. But, big fan of his. You know, a lot of his roles, he can have this unique sarcasm about him that he brings out. And I was looking forward to it. And a unique twist in the film in a way, but a funny movie with some dramatic elements in it. So that was interesting.
Oh, and so you would say you gave it a thumbs up.
I did give it a thumbs up. There was a twist in there that was questionable, but after thinking about it more, I kind of get the reason why, even though it's kind of like, you wish maybe something, maybe different type of twist or different situations. But you know what? I really did enjoy it. I mean, it was an entertaining movie, and you just got to pay attention there.
Yeah. Dave, what did you think of Trust Me?
I thought it was a great movie for in the majority of the parts of the movie, like Greg's saying. But then I couldn't get over that twist. I just didn't like it.
And was it the twist or was it the very last scene of the movie?
I don't want to say.
Don't say what it is, but I'm saying is it.
It's one of them.
One of them. Is it the twist or is it the very last scene?
Well, but if I say
that,
it may.
Just tell me is it the scene that the very last scene, how the movie ends.
Well, if I say that, that's a spoiler. Can I?
Don't say what it is. I'm just asking
just
you what it is.
Is that the reason why?
It was the last scene.
Okay.
And it just ruined. It hurt the movie in my eyes that I even forgot about the movie. And Greg said, "Wait, we saw that movie." I go, "Which one?" Then he told me, "Oh, yeah, the one with the last scene."
I didn't say it like that, though.
Yes.
But, the thing is, though, is that when I was doing my quick little review, the twist part, I'm still actually referring
to the
end of the last scene.
Oh, you're
not
talking
the story
about the
twist.
Okay, you're talking
about there is
this,
a twist, but
okay. the scene I didn't have the story twist I didn't have a problem with it either.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
But
the last scene
that's what made me question it a little, but then after thinking and analyzing it for a few weeks and then writing in my diary and journal and then joining MySpace again. No.
Yeah, he did.
No, basically, after thinking about it a little bit, I like, you know what? It's interesting, a bit original, different, but, you know, I could see where Clark Gregg was going. So I enjoyed it. There could have been different endings used, perhaps, but give it a shot.
This is how I describe it. It's snappy, good flow, great acting, funny, touching, and then kaboom! That I mean, I it still bothers me that last scene. And,
sounds
and
like your previous marriage.
Kaboom, boom, boom. So the thing is, I really loved it though up to that last scene. That's it was very unusual that to see that, and I just think it's unusual. I've never seen a movie like that reframed it that dramatically.
Well, you know, it is a very odd little movie. Clark Gregg tries to satirize the entertainment industry. There are some laughs in the movie.
Oh,
laugh sometimes,
quite
right?
A few, yeah.
Yeah, and there is some depth to the project, like you said as well, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
There's some depth, emotional depth in there. But at times the mix is amusing. The young actress who plays a central role in the movie, I thought she did a great job.
Excellent.
That relationship is very interesting as well. Sam Rockwell, anytime that he's on the screen, regardless of the movie, is just amazing. He's just a terrific actor. For the most part, this movie is just plain weird. No scene stranger than that final one. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do reveal what it is in my review.
Oh.
It kind of has to do with the movie we were talking about earlier, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Okay.
In a way, right?
From the first one?
No. Oh. I'm just saying the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got it.
See, I didn't even remember that part of it until you just did a little gesture to me. But
wow, I'm giving it a thumbs down, so I do not recommend seeing Trust Me, but it is playing, I believe, exclusively at Harkin Shea.
At Shea, okay.
Yeah, so Joseph says, I say give it a shot because even if you don't like this one scene, the rest of it, I still think you'll...
I would agree. I give it a thumbs up. Because 99% of the movie was good.
But Joseph is the film columnist.
You're right. So but I think just for the last scene alone, you might be curious.
Yeah, you might be curious. And Clark Gregg is
and you might like it.
Interesting
I don't
guy.
Know.
Yeah, maybe. You might like it.
Everyone's different, so people might like it.
But ultimately, when it comes down to it today, we can recommend movies. I would highly recommend going out and seeing How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Mm-hmm.
You guys would recommend going
22
to see...
22 Jump Street?
Yeah,
absolutely. Get out there and see it. I'm going to just bring something up. A little trivia for Dave. What 1980s film star, and maybe she's done a little since then, but her biggest role was in the late 80s, is Clark
Molly Ringwald
married to in real life?
Who?
And she looks
Clark
a lot
Gregg.
Different after her
married
nose
to.
Job.
Clark Griswold?
All right. All
Clark
right.
Gregg.
Jimmy Gertz.
I don't know.
All right. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I
thought Dave
life.
Would think it's cool because he likes those types of
I
movies.
Love
it all
Dirty Dancing.
Seb, stuff
you saw Dirty Dancing, right?
Yeah.
That was a good movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Not You're, that good.
A little
Never
bit of
seen it.
Eric is rubbing off on you there, Seb.
Oh, my God. But he's behind
I'll
the
separate.
Glass.
Well, again.
And there's teeth marks.
Evacuate the Seb.
Well, again, everyone, you know, we want to wish everyone a
Pull
very
out.
Happy Father's Day today, or tomorrow, this weekend, entire weekend. Go out there and do something special for your dad, and or check out a really cool movie. You can check out this on DVD, My Father the Hero. The song that's going to take us out of the show is the Baha Men singing Oh Father from My Father the Hero. Have you seen it, Gregg?
A long time ago when I was a kid.
No,
Catherine Heigl.
He's actually lived
it. Catherine Heigl, one of her first
He hasn't seen it. He's lived it.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was a very good movie.
Haven't seen it.
I liked it. Yeah.
All right. So that wraps it up. Another episode of Breakthrough Entertainment Live here at 1480 AM KPHX.
Next week, Jersey Boys show.
Oh, can't wait for that one. That's going to be off the charts. And stay tuned. Real Hockey Talk with Daryl Evans, radio color commentator for the Los Angeles Kings, that Stanley Cup champs. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.